AVA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As this plan is debated in Congress, what I want to make clear is the real difference it will make in people's lives. It's going to make a difference for a single mom with two kids in Ohio working as a cashier. With this plan, she'd get a new payroll tax cut and a bigger child tax credit, together worth more than $2,300. And it's going to make an enormous difference for people looking for work. For many of these families, emergency unemployment insurance is the last line of defense between hardship and catastrophe. And I'd point out, if these folks stop spending money, it will also hurt businesses, which will hurt hiring, which will damage our economy.
Well, let's see if we can take another stab at this as we get started with a new week on the Talk Radio Countdown of dealing with the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. People are talking about President Obama. That was him there making yet another pitch to you regarding the tax cut deal. The White House expressing confidence that the president's deal with the Republicans will pass, and the Democrats more or less are saying the same thing, even though they don't like it. This will avert any increase in income taxes for nearly all of you, even the highest earners. In a sign of fading resistance, the Democratic leaders are saying the House will try to make changes but will not block the bill. At the insistence of Republicans, the plan includes a more generous estate tax provision. The first $5 million of your estate could pass to heirs without any taxation at all, and an additional $5 million for the spouse. That provision has infuriated the Democrats because they want to get the rich guys. Let's go get them. President invited former President Bill Clinton to the White House, and this is where it all gets very interesting.
I have reviewed this agreement that the president reached with the Republican leaders, and I want to make full disclosure. You know, I make quite a bit of money now, so the position that the Republicans have urged will personally benefit me. And on its own, I wouldn't support it, because I don't think that my tax cut is the most economically efficient way to get the economy going again. But I don't want to be in the dark about the fact that I will receive the continuation of the tax rates. However, the agreement taken as a whole is, I believe, the best bipartisan agreement we can reach to help the largest number of Americans and to maximize the chances that the economic recovery will accelerate and create more jobs, and to minimize the chances that it will slip back, which is what has happened in other financial collapses, like that's what Japan faced, and something that we have to avoid in America. Why do I say that? First of all, because clearly the extension of unemployment, which gives people a percentage of the income they were previously making, that money will be spent, and it will bolster the economy through the next couple of years. One thing I haven't seen much about in the reports, this agreement will really help America over the long term, because it continues the credits for manufacturing jobs related to energy coming in to America. And I'll remind you, just in the last 2 years, there have been 30 high-powered battery factories either opened or presently being built in America, taking us from 2 to 20% of the world's share of that, and we're going to probably be at 40% by 2014. This is a really important thing, bringing manufacturing back to America, because it's a huge multiplier to create new jobs. So, in my opinion, this is a good bill, and I hope that my fellow Democrats will support it. I thank the Republican leaders for agreeing to include things that were important to the president. There's never a perfect bipartisan bill in the eyes of a partisan.
There's never a perfect bipartisan bill in the eyes of a partisan. Twisting around in there. And by the way, the president left. Bill Clinton was introduced. He took over completely. The president sat there for a while, and then he left. It's like Bill Clinton was back in charge again. And don't think that didn't go noticed. It was It is, actually. It not only was, but it is the subject of a lot of discussion. It's very interesting and kind of fun. The thing about Clinton is he was happy to tell you he didn't like the Republicans because they were always trying to do him in, but he also knew how to work with them. In fact, he was smarter than most of them, and maybe in this circumstance that intelligence shows up again because he always took the arguments away from the Republicans or their plans or whatever it was they were trying to initiate, and he made it his own. So, and President Obama is not experienced enough, nor is he. He's smart, but he's not. I don't know if cagey is the right word. How would you describe? That's probably the question. How would you describe Bill Clinton in this circumstance or any or many others? 800-510-8255 as Bill Clinton wears the presidential robe, sort of, again, the mantle, if you will. We're reviewing what has been the focus of a lot of discussion this weekend on State of the Union and Meet the Press. And over at ABC, we have some radio folks talking about this as well. But more importantly, you and your calls coming up about the tax deal. Those of you who are so unhappy about Barack Obama, there's nothing the guy does, even coming to tying his shoes or washing his hair, whatever it is, there's nothing he ever does that's right. How do you then say he's wrong on this one? I'm sure that there's the party line that these guys are all coming up with. But I'd be curious to know, before you hear all of the usual radio attacks today, what on your own, in your own mind, on your own time, have you figured out is the deal with President Obama? Isn't it a good thing to give people credit once in a while, even if you don't like them? 800-510-8255. It's a deal. The Democrats are unhappy. T.S. The White House says the deal will be approved. They have a framework. They have an agreement. And they don't think it's going to change. It won't change very much. Let's see here. I think we're going to get strong support, said David Axelrod. Let's see if we can find that clip from this week. Meanwhile, all of the whining Republicans, like the guy named Weiner, Anthony Weiner, and a couple, Jerry Nadler, saw the opportunity to call the Republicans gangsters. Give me a break, you guys. What a couple of phonies. 800-510-8255. It's 14 after on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Bill Clinton is now on the scene teaching Barack Obama how to get reelected. In a sense, you can make that argument pretty easily and pretty well on CNN State of the Union as we review both what's on radio and television with regard to this and other issues. State of the Union host Candy Crowley speaks with Elijah Cummings, who's a congressman, Jim McDermott, another congressman, two of them, both of them Democrats, explaining why they under no circumstances, no, will not support this deal.
I think it's quite possible the tax cut extension will be passed, but not with my vote. And that's because, Candy, there are two things that I look at with regard to this deal that the president has structured. One, does it saddle our children with debt and increase the deficit over a course of time? But more importantly, does it create jobs? I mean, what part creates jobs? Now, when we look at the estate tax portion, and we also look at the various things that they're doing, it does not do that. In other words, the estate tax and giving tax cuts to the richest of the rich, it doesn't help create any jobs. I mean, the experts will tell you that. And so that concerns me greatly. And, you know, there have been some concerns about the way this was done, of course, whereby the House had absolutely nothing to do with this estate tax portion. We weren't even in the room. And so, again...
Hey, Congressman McDermott, how much of it is a tonal thing here? You all seem... It's more than a policy disagreement from what I'm hearing. It is a feeling that you all did go out on a limb for him in health care, any number of issues in the first 2 years, and you feel now deserted by a guy who's tacking center.
Well, can I say one thing about what your first question was? People seem to have forgotten the House of Representatives has passed an extension of middle-class tax cuts.
Right.
They are sitting on the desk in the Senate. We have also passed an extension of unemployment benefits. It is sitting on the desk in the Senate, be taken up tomorrow morning. McConnell said, I won't deal with either one of them. I want something for the rich. And so
well,
this
but they did vote
huge.
In the Senate on a tax cut extension for just the middle class, and they couldn't get enough votes to bring it to the floor.
And the Republicans?
So you guys have got to figure out something. And I guess the question then is, are you going to walk away? Can the House afford to walk away and let those middle-class tax cuts disappear?
Well, I've been around long enough to know that they will. The Republicans are coming in on the 4th of January, and they can reinstitute this tax package. They put it in 2001 all by themselves. They can put it in all by themselves on the 5th of January. There'll be no tax increase to the American middle class or anything else. They simply want us to do it so that it becomes Obama's tax cuts.
Yeah. You know, what really this all boils down to is the same old stuff. And this has become a theme here. And as I bring you this information and throw in my 2 cents worth from time to time, the real problem here is politics and the two parties and not understanding what the real problem is. They're only interested in themselves and their ideas, their ideology, instead of being flexible. Do these guys not read the newspapers? Do they not know what happened in the last election? They all got, I guess these are both congressmen, so they got reelected, but a lot of their colleagues didn't in vulnerable circumstances. So if you're really for the party, pal, why don't you pull along and see what you can do to help your fellow Democrats get reelected? If you're not really for the party and you're for yourself and your own ideas and ideals, that's not really how government works, is it? Is that how you make deals? Is that the bargain? Is that bargaining? Is that being flexible? Good question, right? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Our Twitter lines are, well, I don't know if you call it a line, but certainly the connection, Twitter.com. Or you can go to Facebook, same thing. Text line is 646-926-DOUG. See how that works for you as well. Meet the Press. David Gregory on Sunday speaking with White House advisor Austin Goolsbee explaining the tax deal.
You going to get a deal? Is this going to pass through Congress before Christmas?
I certainly hope it does. I mean, what the president got in the package is very important for the economy. And to see 150, 200 million people and their families have their taxes go up in less than 3 weeks, I think would be a serious blow. So I think everybody should take a step back. I understand the feeling that it's a bitter pill to swallow the high-income tax cuts, but what the president was able to get that is substantially bigger than that and important for the economy, whether it's incentives for investment for firms, whether it's a payroll tax cut for 155 million workers, money for college education, et cetera, is really important, and we can't let that go away.
You're predicting passage, though.
I'm predicting passage.
When do you think we'll see a meaningful reduction in the unemployment rate?
Well, as you know, the unemployment rate is influenced not just by how many jobs are created, but also by people coming in from the out of the labor force status. There's an official forecast that the government puts out, and we update it every 6 months. It's been a little better so far this year than it was forecast to be in February, but it's not nearly enough. Having private sector job growth for 11 months and adding 1.2 million jobs is a good start, but we've got to do much more. This tax deal, according to private forecasters, goes a long way to up the growth rate. That's why the president's for it. That's why he insisted to try to get
these things
in.
And it'll bring down unemployment in your
view. I think it will, but it's, look, the deepest hole since 1929. It takes a while to get out of that. There's no question.
800-510-8255, big hole. But we're big people. We got big feet, and we can fill those shoes. All right, let's go over to ABC. Talking about ABC a few minutes ago, Christiane Amanpour speaking with David Axelrod, who's a favorite of hers on that program all the time. He's the big advisor for the president. Wants to remind opponents of the tax bill that the cuts for the wealthy will not be permanent. Remember, we'll get them sooner or later.
You heard, as we started, that some of your congressional Democrats are saying they are not going to be held hostage to this and that they will not submit to it. Will they?
Well, look, I don't put it in those terms. I think every single person in that building does not want taxes to go up on January 1st, does not want to see 2 million people lose their unemployment insurance. Everybody understands what the implications for the economy would be. Every economist has spoken to it if that package doesn't move forward. So I believe that there will be a coming together around it.
Where is the room to negotiate? What can you offer them?
I'm not here to negotiate. And secondly, we have a framework, we have an agreement, and I don't anticipate that it's going to change greatly. There have been some changes that folks in the House were concerned about the absence of an extension of a renewable energy tax credit. That is now included in the package. But in the main, I don't see major changes.
So not on the estate tax?
Look, Christiane, the nature of compromise is that you have to accept things that you don't like in order to get things that are very important. This is a good package for the middle class. This is a good package for the economy. In addition to extending middle class tax cuts that were there, we're going to have a payroll tax cut. We're going to have business tax cuts that are going to spur hiring and growth in 2011. This is an important step forward, and it would be a terribly difficult if it didn't.
All right. But you're also having to sell something that the president said he would never do during the campaign, tax breaks for the very wealthy. And you've seen...
Let me just correct you for a second. What the president said, what the Republican plan was a permanent tax cut for the wealthy, and the president would not have accepted a permanent tax cut for the wealthy that would have had budget implications into the future that we could not tolerate. It wouldn't have been right. It wouldn't have been fair. It would have been $700 billion that we couldn't afford, that we would have to borrow from China and other countries. He refused to do that. This is a temporary tax cut, and this was part of a compromise that includes tremendous help for families with children, for people who want to send their kids to college, the earned income tax credit, the payroll tax cut. This is going to mean thousands of dollars in the pockets of the average American.
Whoopee! So who's angry at Obama now? Somebody still, it has to be some people are angry. And we'll listen to your calls, find out who the hardcore Dems might be. 800-510-8255. Who's happy to see President Clinton in the mix again? 9 past the hour in the countdown.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spins. I'd rather not. To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Do you crave eggs?
I
on air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
It works wonders.
.800-510-8255. That's call in line. We'll get to your calls in a few moments. Let's get the radio side of all of this. If you're just tuning in, the review of weekend conversation about the president's tax bill, the Democratic-led Congress moving toward grudging approval of the president's deal with Republicans. Bill Clinton was brought into the White House on Friday, and he basically took over. Barack Obama left the room. Bill Clinton to the rescue. Remember, there's an old song somewhere, Richie. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Let's see if we can change that, and we'll put the lyric line, Bill Clinton to the rescue. Meanwhile, on the talk radio side of things, here are Mac and Gatos discussing the strategy of bringing the former president into the White House.
I don't know about you, but this, to me, smacks of desperation.
I don't think it smacks of desperation. I don't think that the president is desperate.
You're talking about Obama.
I don't think
that President Obama is desperate.
No. I think that President Obama made a difficult decision with these tax cuts, and he's going to stand by it. And to be honest with you, for the first time, I think the guy looks presidential. I've hated what he's done the last 2 years. But I think this is a smart move. If you're the president and you are going to go through with this tax relief or extending the Bush tax cuts, you know what? Bring someone like Bill Clinton up there to validate what you've done.
Oh, so you need validation
sure.
to look presidential. So when Derek Jeter has a slump, make sure A-Rod comes to the podium to say, this guy's still a good ball player and he knows what he's doing.
No, I say use the weapons that you have in your arsenal. And a weapon that the Democrats have always had and used is Bill Clinton. Two-term president. You know, it's not like you're going to bring Jimmy Carter up there because he's pretty much a zero. Not only because he was only in there for one, you know, for
he was a one-term.
One-termer for 4 years. But you know what? When you bring Bill Clinton up there and he actually takes the White House podium and stands by the president.
Stands in front of the president.
He's standing at the podium. He's the one answering questions.
Right.
I think it's a good move by Obama.
Wow.
I think politically it's a good move by Obama.
Wow.
Because he's got to say to the people that are mad at him, and by the way, those are the Democrats. The Democrats are
right.
furious with Barack Obama.
Right.
I bring in Bill Clinton up there and say, hey, look, even this guy's for the tax cuts. That's what I do if I'm the president.
This President Obama, we have not seen this, if you think about it. We have not seen this kind, and I don't know what you want to call it, this kind of stumble, this kind of gaffe, this kind of whatever. He spent the first year losing the center, which elected him. Then he spent the second year losing his base. Then he has to go for what I call the Hail Mary of politics, getting a guy who is still the most important Democrat alive today.
Yes.
He's got to go get Bill Clinton, and they don't have a private meeting. They have a meeting, and then they come out and they talk about the meeting.
I think it's a good move.
I do, too. I'm quite tickled by it, as a matter of fact. 800-510-8255. Here is Jimmy Barrett, good talk radio guy, speaking with John Maggs of Politico. They want the president to cooperate with the Republicans, they understand, or he understands apparently now, they think the president understands, this is how you get things done.
There's a lot of upset Democrats in Washington right now, John.
There are. They feel that the president caved in the negotiations. It's not clear that the revolt in the House that we heard about yesterday can actually stop this from going forward, because there's probably enough moderate Democrats in the House to join with the Republicans to pass it. But it's certainly going to leave a lot of very bruised feelings on the Democratic side.
Of course, I think a lot of people look at where the president's policies have been going into this particular turn of events. And certainly they're like 180 degrees opposed to one another here. Why the flip? Is the president just coming back to reality, or what do you think is at work here?
I think that he is certainly facing reality, and the fact that the Democrats are not going to be able to deliver anything for him in the coming Congress. He's going to have to cut deals with the Republicans if he's going to get anything done. And it's not as if he starts out from a position of strength. His popularity ratings are way down. He knows he's got to do something to increase his popularity if he's going to be reelected. So he's got to make something happen, and the Republicans are the only ones that are going to be able to help him.
Okay. Do you think he's looking back to the Clinton administration?
Surely he is. If you recall, the president lost control of Congress in 1994, came back in 1995, and started cutting deals with Republicans, and there was a tremendous amount of unhappiness on the side of liberals and progressives. But the president got a number of important things through, welfare reform, which hurt a lot of feelings on the Democratic side, and then he got a balanced budget in 1997, which is considered one of his great achievements.
One of his great, and he went out of the office with the majority of Americans, if you didn't know this, thinking that they would vote for him again. 54% of Americans said if he'd have run for a third term, they'd have voted for him. He's an amazing, I find him amazing human being. You can say he's a lech, and he is, and his personal life is a mess. Jimmy Carter won't even speak to him. Whenever there's a gathering of former presidents, Carter makes sure he's at the other end of the row. Has no use for Bill Clinton because of his personal life. Listen, to each his own. I was noticing a playback on, I think, I know it was ABC. I don't know what the show was, of some of Barbara Walters' great quotes from people that she's interviewed over the years. And Hillary Clinton, when asked by Barbara Walters what two big mistakes were in this particular year, one of the things that she wondered about was whether or not to divorce her husband and whether or not to run for the Senate. Hey, how much deeper do you have to dig than that? 800-510-8255. So backers have mustered the support needed to get 60 votes in the Senate and clear all of the hurdles. Hopefully Senate 510. Hopefully you've done your homework on that. We've been racking our brains all weekend. That thing that came out of the House, passed as a Senate bill. All kinds of problems with it still, but there may be a move to tack it on to one of these bills that has to be approved in order to get it through. And there are a lot of people who understand even more so that the reason that they couldn't get it through on any other way because a lot of the people that voted for it before actually read the bill or were confronted by people who didn't support it, and they were told what was in the bill. I said, my God, we would never have voted for that. So this is cover if they tack it on to another bill. This is the way they operate. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help the country. But there are some people who are so, you know, the deals that are made. Harkin made a deal with somebody to do something, and so they add that stuff as part of the process, and it is really bad. So I'm not, anyway, the tax cut bill is a good bill and helps most everybody. I think that most people realize, even though there was one of those Jerkelburgers in there that suggested that this was bad for everybody, and somebody, I think, Wiener, the other guy that was talking with him, said, our research shows that it doesn't do the things, it doesn't help the economy. These guys don't reinvest in companies. Of course they do. Who are you listening to? That's always the question. The research done or supported by whomever is going to support whatever their case is or paid by. If Kraft wants to make you understand that Planters peanuts are the number one seller, they'll pay somebody to go find that, and in some way they'll figure out how to convince you that according to the research, Planters is number one. Yeah, okay, that's swell. Except, is it really? 800-510-8255, kind of like the scientific method. It works, it always works, but it disproves what science has done before. So, yeah, you play stock in it because it's a good way for us to understand what's going on in the world. But the other side of it is, do you believe everything lock, stock, and barrel that comes out of some guy's mouth just because he's a scientist? I don't think so, any more than you'd believe everything that came out of somebody's mouth because they were a researcher. 800-510-8255. Let's see what you think about President Clinton and President Obama being on the podium at the same time. That's coming right up as your calls and comments are front and center here in the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway breakfast melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
800-510-8255. Doug Stefan on the countdown at 14 before the hour, starting with Jim in Fresno, listening to KYNO on the countdown. Jim, please.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I think great show.
Thank you.
Let me see. I wanted to go ahead and say, first of all, I think it's war, class warfare that the liberal Democrats keep on talking about on the tax cuts.
Yes.
That... The other part that I think that the Obama and Bush both made a big mistake on these wars, because I don't think we had no business being involved in any of them as far as on the last two. And the Obama, with his socialistic and anti-business, has caused our economy to slow down so bad that he knows that if he doesn't do something, it's going to dip into being such a recession or depression. That he was doing something before, because personally, I don't think Republicans should have went ahead and went along with this, because we shouldn't be paying to go ahead and have people being out of work. We should be stimulating business by going ahead and having them go ahead and giving them tax breaks to go ahead and buy machinery and other kind of stuff, and to go ahead and tax breaks so they'll go ahead and grow. And so that people could go ahead and go back to work rather than paying them to work,
right,
being out of work.
You know, one of the things about your point there, Jim, thanks for the call. What happens with all these people who are the clueless ones who have never had a job, never run a business, sometimes are members of Congress, like some of the people that you've heard from in this hour, don't realize what the tax incentives that go along with some of the tax cuts when a business is bad. I can remember back in the 1970s being in a business that was very equipment oriented, and I know that the tax, the write-offs were accelerated. I think 2-to-1, or you got to write things off in 5 years instead of 10 or something like that. And people were buying equipment like you wouldn't believe because the tax write-offs were so substantial. So it far outweighed whatever the negative consequences were. And again, one more time, you look at all of this stuff and you see the warfare. If you just had a sales tax, and more people are asking questions about this, how does this really work? If you had a sales tax, you wouldn't have any of this warfare, you have none of these discussions, no control, and you wouldn't have the IRS. It would be very simple to administer. Everybody pays, underground economy goes away. More and more people are talking about that, and then we wouldn't have these discussions. But in terms of what we have right now, the kinds of things that people who are very wealthy invest in are equipment purchases. I remember the business that I was in put together a big fund of $1 billion to purchase equipment and have a lease back. And all people who were very wealthy were investing in that stuff, which made it easier for the consumer of these units to be able to procure them. It was easier to lease them than it was to buy them. So there were more and more new pieces of equipment on the road. It was genius, frankly, and hasn't been that good in terms of the accelerated appreciation for a long time. But that's a real way to get the wealthy to invest in the economy. 800-510-8255. Let's see, Roy. How about we bring up Roy from Florida, Richie, with his thoughts on this?
I think that there should be some compromise. That's the only way the country's going to carry forward, you know, to get out of this mess we are in, because we are truly probably one of the worst messes I've ever seen in my whole life. You got millions of people out of work right now. They know, as well as you know, it's going to take longer than 12, 13 months to put these people back to work. What's going to happen in 13 months when the Democrats have to go back to the table because things are not going to heal, I don't think, in 13 months. I think you're still going to have high unemployment. To try to extend benefits again for the unemployed, when they've already got their two-year tax cut, what are you going to use to bargain with them? I mean, what's going to be the leverage in you? I think this should be two for two. I mean, you know, I'm unemployed right now myself. I've been unemployed since 2005 numerous times. Numerous times. It's been a struggle for me and my family to survive. We're not poor. We're not surviving. But, you know, I watch these arguments between the Republicans and the Democrats and the Independents. There's people out there that depend on their unemployment checks to buy their kids groceries and to pay their bills. And to sit there and watch this stuff go on TV, it's a shame.
800-510-8255. It is a shame. Let's rectify the situation.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We are taking your calls. The focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we've reviewed what the weekend talk shows said about the economy and the tax cut. President Clinton shows up. Richie, let's go to 179. Hit that button, would you please? Cliff in California with an observation about the two presidents.
Hi. Bottom line, Bill Clinton went to the White House to endorse the Bush tax cuts for the rich. If you are not in accord with the Clinton-Obama-McConnell-Boehner bill, you know, you are by definition not a fringe, you're a splinter. It's pretty weird to have a sitting president head off to a Christmas party and let, you know, Bill Clinton, you know, go back to his old digs and show us how good he is. What a contrast between an amateur and a pro.
There you go, Cliff. You got it. That's it. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. 800-510-8255. Richard is a New Yorker. Hello.
The greatest prosperity that this country has seen ever was
ago, we had a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, and a Republican Congress. And we had a surplus. Number two, Democrats are complaining that Republicans are talking this hostage taker thing. What is the difference? Every bill that's viable, they always tag along garbage along with it. If you want the good part of it, if you want something good to pass, you got to take garbage. You can't get things done if it's going to be my way or the highway. We had 23 million jobs created, a surplus. As soon as Bush got in, what happened? What the hell? Now Obama's following the same footsteps as Bush.
What the hell? 800-510-8255. Very cool. Let's see. Next up, Ray from Mount Vernon, listening to WMVO. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Doug. How you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Hey, you too, sir.
Thank you.
I got an issue with Bill Clinton taking the president's...
No. Oh, come on, there. Ray. Give him a break, will you?
If I wanted a break, I would have voted for him again.
Okay, what's your problem?
That's him. He's the problem. What's the president doing calling on the past president to make a decision?
Because the real president is the real president. Well, he is the real president. Can't get the job done. He needs to go. All right, so we got your drift on this, Ray. Thank you. 800-510-8255. WVNJ James listening in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. One thing that has always been true about Bill Clinton is that though he's called a raving Democrat, he really was really middle of the road. Some of the most principled things that he ever sponsored were basically Republican bills, such as welfare reform and NAFTA, and he managed to push them through a Democratic Congress through the use of compromise. So there's nothing very surprising about what he's coming out with here in supporting the meld that President Obama is supporting. In fact, had Obama not left Congress in the hands of Mrs. Pelosi, a lot more probably would have been passed during the first 2 years of his hold. So that there's nothing very surprising about Bill Clinton coming out and convincing people to accept a principled compromise, in my view.
All right. 800-510-8255. That's what we want, is your view. Todd up next with his thoughts on the countdown.
You know, for the last 3.5 to 4 years, the Democrats have controlled the House. Probably for the last, couple of years, you have at least the Senate has been part two with by the Democrats. They never, never compromised at all with the Republicans at all. They did everything they could when it came to the health care bill like that. They didn't listen to the Republicans at all. No, they just passed what the American people said, or that 57% of the American people said we didn't want this. They had never compromised before. Now they're forced to. The bad part about it is that right at this present time is that the Democrats still have control of the House as far as voting for these bills, for as far as compromise goes. And they're still loading it up with all kind of pork projects they had before because it's their last chance to do that. I think this should be an up and down vote. I'm straight up and down. No extra things attached to it, and the people should just go on from there because we need to compromise to do this part. It's the right thing to do for the American people at this present time.
Mike and Maryland, finish it off.
I believe that having President Clinton there with President Obama was a very good thing because President Obama is new in this game. We'll call it, it's not a game, but he's new. And anybody knows in life, you go to the person with the more experience, and you take from that experience because they've been there and done that. And I do think they should be compromised. I don't expect everyone to get everything they want, but in life, you compromise and you make sacrifices to move ahead. So I think it was a very wise decision for him to go to President Clinton to seek advice on things that need to be done.
That's it on this hour of the countdown.